Okay, we're on Gimel Amud Beis, the bottom. The Gemara brought a brisa that says that seemingly that an egg that was laid on Yom Tov or Shabbos, it's a suffix, it's also awesome. And the Gemara asks, according to Rabbi Yitzchak and Rabbi Yosef, that the Isser is only in the Rabbanan, why should suffix be awesome? The Gemara says that it's talking about a suffix trefa. Since it was telling me halachas about eggs, so it told me this halacha too. Or so if that's the case, then why the Sefer say that if that egg got mixed up with 1,000 other ones that are all Osir, should be Batel Barov? And if it's talking about Suffolk Yontif, Suffolk Chol, right, that Isser, so then it makes sense why it's not Batel, because Dover Sheyeshul Matir, something that eventually be Mutter, so instead of eating it today and being Somach and Bittel, wait till tomorrow, it'll be Mutter 100%. But a Suffolk Trefa is not a Dover Sheyeshul Matir, it should be Batel. So Gemara says that it's good, according to the Man D'Yomer, who says that anything that's normally sold by counting, by number, is not bottled because it's chashuv, then that's the reason why this suffix trefa is also not bottled because it's chashuv. But according to the opinion that says that eshadarko limnos, only something that is always counted, and eggs are not always sold by number, then there's no Tana, not Reb Meir and not the Chacham. The Chacham holds only certain things, six things or seven things, according to Reb Akiva, that are Choshev and not Batel. And even Reb Meir holds that anything that's normally sold by number is not Batel. That's only something that's always sold by number, according to that opinion. So according to that opinion, there's no, according to Reb Yochanan, who says, Es Shadarko Limnos, there's no Tana that holds that an egg would be something choshev that's not batel. So Gemara now says, Omarak Papa, Hai Tana de Litrixius. No, there is a Tana that holds that even eggs are choshev, and even though they're not always sold by number, and they're what's it called, and they're not batel. And that price would go according to this Tana. Who the Omer? Called Dover Shemminyan, I feel him with the Rabbanan, low bottle. Anything that's sold by number, including eggs, or what's it called, are not bottled, even if it's only Osir with the Rabbanan. The Cholshkin, with the Raisin, surely something like a Suffolk Trefa, which is Osir in HaTorah, surely is not bottled. This Nan, where's this Mishnah? Litrik Tzio, Shador Salpi Eagle. The Einu Yodea Be'eza Eagle Darsa. Alpi Chavis, the Einu Yodea Be'eza Chavis Darsa. Alpikores, the inyo de a kaveris, the inyo de a beiza kaveris darsa. You had a litra of figs that you crushed. Alpiha eagle. Eagle is a kli that they use for making crushed figs into circular cakes. That's a good one. Circular cakes of figs. And the kli had a top where they would make the crushing, and then it would fall into the kli and be contained there. So you had a litra of ksios, Rashi. Rashi, hi tana d'le'el, tana d'ayri gabi litra ksiosu. The omer called over sheyesh bo minyan, afilu midi rabbanin, k'on litra ksios, d'ayri betrumas peiris rabbanin lo bottle. Even something that's only also from the Rabbanan, like Trumas Peros, which is only the Rabbanan, can refer to the Kamei. The Kosh came Beitza Trefa, which is also from the rice, is not bottled. So there is a Tan who holds that eggs are not bottled because they're a Dover Choshev. What's the case of Litrik Tzios? Te'enim Shinis Yabshu Besada, the Kotzim Mitzoa. They are figs that dried out in the field, and you cut them with a kli, with a knife that's made for cutting figs. And then you crush them on this round kli, and you stick them together. They become like one mush of a cake of figs. Those are called igulei dvela because they're in the shape of a wheel. They're wheels of figs. Shaboyin lamochron mafridam magrefo mochron mishkalitra. And then these cakes are broken up and sold by weight. Shador sal pikli, sheshmo ogu, shebo olsim ha'egulin. The name of the kli is eagle. And that's where you crush the figs and stick them together into cakes, round cakes of figs. The ain yodeh be'iz eagle, avo yodeh shal piv hu v'lo v'socho. You know for sure, and that this eagle was not taken truman or meiser of, or it was what's it called. And you're not sure which of the kalin you crushed these figs that were osur, they're tevel. Reb Meir Omer, kein nechleku Reb Elezer Yeshua v'dover zeh. Reb Meir says that this is a machlokus Reb Elezer and Reb Yeshua. And the machlokus is the following. Reb Elezer, I never get to it yet. Reb Meir Omer, Reb Elezer Omer, roinis elyonos ki ilu hein prudos, v'hatachtonos malos es elyonos. The Reb Meir says, to Rashi, Reb Meir Omer, kach nechleku Reb Elezer Yeshua v'dover zeh, Reb Elezer Omer, afal pi she'ein litros tachtonos b'sofik dimua, even though the bottom ones are not part of the suffix, because we know for sure that the one that was, truma and chulin, it's not talking about where it was tevel, because you can just take off trumas and maisas from it. It was dimua. Dimua is, we had truma, that already was truma mixed in, and now you don't know where the truma is. So all of them are chulin, you took truma and you crushed it together with the chulin. So even though the only sofik is on the tops, where you're doing the crushing, what went into the kalim already, you know, is not part of the sofik. Okay, still, mitstarfus ha-tachtonos al-hapumim, sholkolo ha-igulna lo, since it's only nisu d'rabbanan, because trumas peiris is only d'rabbanan, so the d'rabbanan, they were makel, that all of the figs go into the shiloh. And therefore, if there's enough to be mevatel, the truma, which is 100 times as much, it's batel. Right, so roin osan kilein prudos and ein kan meya pumim shel heter shevohan kedei lahalos piha iser beechad umeya roin keilu litro shel kol apumim prudos meal apumim umuravas b'shel shulayim v'nimtzu kulam b'sofik adimua umitstarfos atachtonos lahalos es litro shel peh the al peh the hoel utrumas peris rabbanim mekilin ba'alosim. Okay, even though the only we don't know where the truma is. Right, we have 10 kalim, and on one of these kalim, you crush truma instead of chulin. So we don't know where the truma is. Now we know that we didn't go into the kli; it's only still on the top where it was crushed. So if there's only 10 kalim, we only have 10 times as much chulin as truma, so it's not batel. You need 100 times as much. But if what was inside the kli is another 90 times, right, your mitzarif, what's in the kli, to what's on the top, and you have 100 times to one of the truma, it's batel. Since it's only the Rabbanan were makel in this. And they considered the bottom, even though it's really not part of the suffix, as being part of the suffix. Reb Yeshua Omer, this is how Reb Meir learns the machlokas. So Reb Lezer says that you count all the figs, bottom and top, into the suffix, and if there's 100 times of heter more than the truma, then it's batel. Rabbi Yeshua says, no, Yeshon Meya Pumim Yalu, Vimlav Hapumim Asurim Vashulayim Mutarim. And Rabbi Yeshua says, no, you what's it called, only count the tops, and if there's not 100 times of the tops to the Truma, then it's all Asur. And then the tops are Asur, and since the bottoms, the Truma surely didn't go into the Kli, you know that for sure, the bottoms are all Mutar, because there was never a Sufik on the bottom. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Reb Elezer Omer, im yeshon meya pumim yalu. V'imlav hapumim asurim v'ashulayim mutarim. And Rabbi Yehuda says, no, the machlokas is different. Reb Elezer says what Reb Meir held Rabbi Yeshua said, that you only count the tops. If there's 100 tops more than the truma, then it's mutar. If not, then all the tops are asur and the bottoms are all mutar. Rabbi Yeshua Omer, and the way Reb Elezer learns Rabbi Yeshua Omer, Afilu yesham sholosh meos pumim lo yalu. Even if there's 300 tops, it's never bought. Why? Because what's it called? Because the figs are dover choshev, and they're not bought. Rashi. Rabbi Yeshua Omer, in Yeshom Meya Pumim, shall heter, Levad Pumim shall Isser, Malinosom Bechad Umeya. If on the top of the kli there's 100 times as much heter as the truma of Isser, then it's bottle. The Imlav HaPumim Asurim, if not, then all the tops are Asur. The Ein HaShulayim Mo'ilin Levatel HaPumim, and you don't count what's in the kli to be Mevatel what was on the top, Hoel Ve'en HaBesofik HaDimua, since they're not part of the Sofik, because the truma never went into the kli. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Lo Kein Nechlik Rabbi Elazar Yeshua. Rabbi Yehuda argues on Rabbi Meir, and he explains the machlokas of Rabbi Elazar Yeshua differently. Ela kein nechleku. This is the way they argued. Rabbi Elazar Omer, Rabbi Yeshua Omer Afilu, and Rabbi Elazar says what Rabbi Yeshua said according to Rabbi Meir. And Rabbi Yeshua, according to Rabbi Yehuda, holds it's never bottle. Rabbi Yeshua Omer Afilu, Yeshom Sholosh Meos Pumim, the Kulam Bechlau Asothik, Ein Malin Asayochit, Hoelu Pume Hakli Dover Sheesh Bo Minyanu, when they sell these cakes of figs. They sell them by number, right? Lo botli afilu midrabbanan. They're not botli afilu midrabbanan. Aval dorsa be'igol, aval, and this is the last end of it, aval dorsa be'igol, the ein yodea be'eze igol dorsa, divri hakol yalu, right? But if you crush them on this round kli, and you don't know which round kli you crush them on, everybody holds that it's botli if there's 100 times. Versus divri hakol, and it looks like that's machlokas. Whether it's bottle or not, it's mamish the case that we said at the beginning. Over a papa hachikom. Now this is what the net says: Dorsa the eagle, they know there be'ezem makom eagle dorsa. Oh, the chvon or the droma. Right? Not that it's for sure one of the igulim is aser, but only part of the eagle is aser. Then it's not a dover chashuv, and then it's bottle. Then divrei akol yal. Hachikom. Dorsa besolcha eagle. The achshav einon mikoros. We don't know which part of this cake is truma and which part is chulin. It's not something that the ister is something that you sell by number. Below minkara, and it's not nikar where it is. Then divrei akol yalu. Then everybody holds his bottle. The Tana del Er of Yehuda va'aliba the Rabbi Yeshua, and the Tana that said that a suffik treifa is not bottle, the elef, because eggs aren't bottle, is this Tana, it's Rabbi Yehuda, according to Rabbi Yeshua. The way Rabbi Yehuda learns Rabbi Yeshua, that Dover Shebeminion is never bottle, even by Drabon, surely in Isidoraisana, and eggs are included in that.
I'm sorry, we can even say by Isidorabon.
Okay, what?
We can even go back and say by Isidorabon, we don't have to say by
Machaypa. Right. But for the reason that it's a dover also. No, because it's, yeah, right, okay. Not because of dover shesh matir, right.
The top, what is, how thick is the top?
What?
What
No, the top was like a place where they could crush it, and then there was the kli was where it was contained. It doesn't make a difference how big the top was. Whatever it was, what?
Nothing about the top of the cake.
Yeah, the top of the kli. Top of the cake. There's a place where the cake was made, and then it fell into the kli. Okay. Okay, Tanya. Achirim Omri Mishum Rav Elazar. Ravashi Omer LaOlam Sofik Yontif Sofik Chol. Havi Dover Sheish LaMatirin. The Chol Dover Sheish LaMatirin. Rafilim the Rabban Lo Bottle. And Rashi says no. It's talking about Sofik Yontif Sofik Chol. And still, it's the Sofik is Aser because the Dover Sheish LaMatirin. And the Dover Sheish LaMatirin not only isn't Dover Sheish LaMatirin bottle, the Sofik is also Aser by Dover. Same reason. Instead of eating it. When you have to paskin the suffix, eat it, beheter gomer, wait a day. Right? And this lechora only works according to Rashi Svara. According to the Ran, that the reason it's not bottle is because it's min b'mino, right? This wouldn't work out, and there's a lot of Torah in the Achronim to be miyash of the Ran. Okay, Rashi. Ravashi omer la'olam hodik tani v'sveiko osir suffix yontif suffix chol komer. With the kashilach Rav Yosef or Rav Yitzchak, suffix to Rabbanin hu l'kula, okay, and what you said, Tosus says that is not true. You can't answer this, what's it called, that since it's only the Rabbanon, right, still it's a Dover Sheish Bo Minyan. Because there's a difference between what's it called, a Rabbanon that has a Makor Min HaTorah, like Truma, and a Rabbanon that has no Makor Min HaTorah, like Mukta. And there we hold that Sofik the Rabbanon is what's it called, is yes, but. Okay. Okay, bye. Tanya, Acherim Omrim, Mishum Rebbe Lezer, Beya Tochal, Hi Ve'ima. Okay, now we have another Braisa that says, Acherim say, that Rebbe Lezer held, that a Beya, you're allowed to eat it. It here, and the mother. To my asking, what cases of Beya is this talking about? Ilem V'Tarnigolos Omeris Lachila, if it's talking about a chicken that's set aside for eating, pshita, the hivi ima shari, of course it's mutter, anyanta. Right? The egg is part of the chicken, and the chicken is edible, so why can't you eat the egg? So what's the chiddush? Ela b'tarnigolis omenes legadul beitzim. Must be talking about a tarnigolis that is set aside for laying eggs. So the hivi ima asura. Then the chor should be awesome. Right? Both the egg and the mother should be awesome. So why does, what's the core of a lezer hold their mutter? Amrabzeira tochal agat ima. No, it's talking in a case where it's not clear whether it was this chicken was set aside for eggs or for eating. And you can eat the egg based on what you do with the mother. Hechidami, what's the case? Amrabaya, gonchalocha stam. You bought the chicken stam, not for the sake of eggs or for the sake of eating. You're not sure. Nishchita, so if you shechted it on yontif, then huvra de lachilo menes. Then it became clear that it was set aside for eating. And then the egg is mutter. Lo nishchetav, if you didn't shecht it on yontif, then huvra de lagadol beitzim menes. Then it's obvious that it was set aside for laying eggs. And then the egg is also. So that's what Acherim said. Acherim said, right, that you're allowed to eat the egg based on what you do with the mother. He the ima tochal. If you eat the mother, then you can eat the egg. If you don't eat the mother, then you can't eat the egg. Rashi, Ravashi Omar La Olam Hadiktani Vesveiko Asher Sofik Yontif Sofik Chol Kamer Udikashi Loch Rav Yosef Rav Yitzchok Sofik Drabbanan Hu Lekula Hachazin Lechumra Hove Yishlo Matirin Lemacher By Sofik Drabbanan You go Lechumra if it's Dover Sheishlo Matirin Afilo B'Drabbanan Can go Beitza D'Xeris Peiris Hanoshrim Hi Lobot lebetaru vasa. Bechihechet to be bitula machmerin in mahaytaima. Besveka nomi machmerin in mahaytaima. Just like we're machmer and shall not bottle, we're machmer also that a sofik is usher, even though normally sofik drabon is mutter. Beitza tochal in nol beyantif. An egg that was laid on yantif, Rebbe Lezer says, you can eat it together with the mother. Smar says, chita the hibi vasharia. Kolomer in bol lomer kebeshama ilishamin and beitza an ima lomali. Pshita the sharia. Right? If it came to tell me that halacha like Beishamai, why is it telling me about the mother? The mother for sure you can eat. Chiddush is the egg. He ve'ima asura, the shamina Rebbe Lezer, the islay mukta. Rebbe Lezer holds up mukta. So why should the mother be mutter if it's omid legadol beitzim? The snam beperek hanevi, Rebbe Lezer omer, omid adam ala mukta, al mahachana boy. Right? Rebbe Lezer is one of the tanoim who hold of mukta. So if it can't be talking about a chicken that's set aside for laying eggs, according to him, both would be awesome, not mutter. Agat ima im ochlim es ima hayom tochal afi. So the way we explain it is that it depends on the mother. If you eat the mother, you can eat the chicken too, the egg too. If you don't eat the chicken, you can't eat the egg. Shalach hastam, in the cases where you bought the chicken stam, tarnigol zukinah stam, and you didn't know if you were going to use it for eggs. Your mind was open. So if in the end you used it for eating, you can eat the egg too. If in the end you used it not for eating, then you can't eat the egg. Rav Mori Omar Guzma Ketani. Rav Mori said that that which it said, the mother is only a guzma. It's not in Echonami. There's no chiddush in the fact that the mother's mutter. Talking in a case where it's omedes leachila. The chasha was, what's the chiddush then with the mother? Well, you have to tell me the case of the mother. So told me the case of the mother to emphasize this heter. Rashi, Guzma Ketani. To other, she wrote to a hachzik dvar of midevar yeser. Person wants to emphasize something and strengthen what he's saying, so he says an extra thing to emphasize it. Uvo medes lachila commerce, talking where a chicken that's omid lachila. The kasha was, why mention the mother? Of course it's mutter. The nechlek of beisil ha'osun. And they, what Rebbe Lezer holds like beishamai, keneged beisil says that it's osun. The imalo it's strichle. In Achanami, you didn't have to mention the mother. Elagazin va'omra milsi yaseira, he emphasized it by saying something extra, exaggerated. Hakol yochol gam im esa'av gam esa'em, eat the father, the mother, everything can eat. Said it in a way that emphasized that it's mutter. The Tanya, Acherim Omrim, Mishum Rav Elezer, where do we see this idea of Guzma? From another Braisa. Acherim Omrim, Mishum Rav Elezer, Be'a Tochel, Ki Ve'ima Ve'efroach Ve'kliposa. You can eat it and the mother and what's it called, the chick and the shell. Right? Versus my kliposa. What do you mean, eat the shell? Ilem a klipa mamish, klipa basachila, we eat the shell, nobody eats shells. Ela efroach ve'kliposa. You can eat even the chick inside the egg, while it's still in the egg. Zmora says, that can't be. Ad kan lo polig rabona leder v'lezer ben Yaakov, ela hechad yotzul avir ha'olam. Aval hechad lo yotzul avir ha'olam lo plige. Right, the machlokas, when you can eat the shech the chick. Right, when it's born, or after what's it called, a certain amount of time. So that machlokas is only after it's born, but you can't take a chick directly from the egg, or while it's in the egg, and shecht it, and eat it. Everybody holds it, that's also. So it can't be, you can eat the chick in the egg. That can't be. Well, make a hole in the thing. You could say. Right, but surely not mutter until it comes out. So the Mara says, Ela efroach v'klipas, so guzma. It's a guzma. He just said it in such a way that you can eat everything. Right. Hachana, what? It's a bird. Why should you have to shift it?
It's still in the shell. It's like
not an egg.
It's not born yet.
Ela efroach vikli paso, guzma. Hachanami tochal hi ve'ima guzma. Over there, that brisa also that mentions the shell. Is stam a guzma. Right? Just stam to mention something totally unnecessary. Right? Just to emphasize the thing. Same thing over here. It mentioned the mother. Totally unnecessary to emphasize it. Right, Rashi. Rabbi Elezer ben Yaakov, Oser Efrochim Shelo Niftichu Einehem, Upligei Rabbanan Olei. Rabbi Elezer ben Yaakov says that a chick that was born, but it hasn't yet opened its eyes, you can't shecht it. And the Rabbanan hold that as soon as it's hatched, you can shecht it. Well, the common mice of the Gemara, Guzma, Apopidlo, Efsher, Gozim, even though it's not Shaykh, he said it, an extra thing, in order to emphasize it. But Omra Milsa, the Tofaino, Guzma, Dover, Shonu, Sheinu, Meskabel. Guzma means an exaggeration. Okay. Okay, Itmar. Shabbos, the Yontif. Rav, Omar, Nolda, Bezeh, Asura, Bezeh. You have a Shabbos and Yontif, they come together. Okay, not 2 days Yontif, where one day is a Sothik or whatever. Shabbos and Yontif, Bechorah to Kedusha. The question is, if you was born on one of them, was born on Shabbos, and now it's Yontif, can you eat it on Yontif? Or vice versa, was born on Yontif, can you eat it on Shabbos? So Rav says that if it was born on one of them, it's also on the second one. Rabbi Yochanan Omer, Nolda Bezeh, Muteres Bezeh. And Rabbi Yochanan says if it was born on one, you could eat it on the other, because they're two separate Kedushas. And you look at each one separately, and it's okay. So Morris says, name a kesover Rav Kedusha Achasi, right? Let's say that Rav holds the reason it's Osir from Shabbos to Yontif, because it's considered one long Kedusha. Shabbos and Yontif is considered one Kedusha, and therefore it's like it was born on Yontif, and you're eating it on Yontif. Or it was born on Shabbos, and you're eating on Shabbos. Shabbos and Yontif are considered one long Kedusha. V'omar Rav, halacha ka'arbos kenim. Rav didn't say like that. Rav said halacha is like the arbos kenim. V'aliba de Rabbi Eliezer. The omar shtei kedushah say that there are two kedushas, Shabbos and Yontif, when they come together. They're considered two separate kedushas. Elohacha b'hachonah de Rabba k'miflegei. Now they're arguing with the halacha of hachonah. Rav isle hachonah de Rabba, and therefore, if it was born on Shabbos, right, so the Leda prepared it for being eaten on Yontif, and therefore it didn't have a preparation on Chol. Even though, when was it actually finished? On Friday. If you have, what's it called, on Thursday. If you have Friday and Shabbos, right? So if it was laid on Friday, it was finished on Thursday. So the Chora, what's it called, you should be able to eat it, right, and it was nigmar on what's it called the day before, right? Be'ashenolda beyontif is talking about. So here it should be mutter the next day, because it was finished on Chol. Right? So the answer is no, but the Leda also is Achana. Right? It's not, it was Nigmar the day before, but the Leda is also Achana. So the Leda is making it for the next day, that Achana was on Shabbos. So that's still awesome. So Rav holds of Achana the Rabbah, and the Mela, an egg that was laid on Friday, which is Yontif, is usher on Shabbos too, because it never had Shabbos meals need hachana from Chol. They never hachana on Chol. They had hachana on Shabbos. And the opposite is also true. If it was laid on Shabbos, it's usher on Yontif, because the Yontif needs hachana of Chol. And didn't have hachana of Chol. Rabbi Yochanan less lay hachana of the Rabbah. And Rabbi Yochanan doesn't hold the Rabbah. He holds the other reasons in the Mishnah, and therefore what's it called? It's mutter. Because it's two separate kedushas. And one thing doesn't affect the other. And Tosus here explains again, L'chorot should be Asur, because when Yontif came in, or Shabbos came in, it was Muktzah. And Migo Diskatzoi, no, but that's Muktzah only because of the day before. You don't say Migo Diskatzoi if the Muktzah is only because of the day before. Rashi. Shabbos for Yontif, Hasmuchim, who adin L'Yontif for Shabbos. You have Shabbos before Yontif, or Yontif before Shabbos, same halacha. Kedusha Achasi, they're considered like one long day. When Shabbos and Yontif come together, they have a din of one long day, and you don't look at them as two separate days. Arvaskenim, I'll leave it to Belezer. Be'eruvim, perikum arvin. Right, in Eruvim, we have these Arvaskenim, according to Belezer, who say that they're two kedushos. The Omer Shtei Kedushos, saying, Umarev, liomechod, lemizrach, lushenim, larev. Machlokas over there is, can you make two Eruvim? One for Shabbos and one for Yontif? Right? Or, since it's all one long day, you can only make one Eruv for both of them. And the Gemara says, there's Arva Zakenim, Rebbe Lezer says, that hold that are two Kedushas, and you can make an Eruv for Friday, you can make an Eruv for Shabbos. It's two separate Eruv. Now, one does Eruv Techumim. You can go one direction on Friday, and one direction on Shabbos. Hachonah the Rabba, Domer Hachonah B'dei Shemayim, Mitzra B'yantav L'Shabbos. The Suda Shabbos Boy Hasmona, Miyom Chol, Mikzeres HaKosu. So therefore, it's not because it's one day, it's because the egg was muchan on Shabbos for Yontif, or for Yontif for Shabbos, that's no good. Okay. Kitanoi. That's a machlokas tanoi. Nol the b'Shabbos, tochal b'Yontif. If it was born on Shabbos, and Yontif is the next day, you can eat it on Yontif. B'Yontif, tochal b'Shabbos. Right, that's a tanakam. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Mishum Rabbi Lezer Adayin Hi Machlokas. And Rabbi Yehuda says, no, same Machlokas as Beishamai is Beisilo. She Beishamai Omrim Tochal. Beishamai said it's okay. And Beisilo Omrim Lo Socha. And Beisilo says you can't eat it. Even if you can not only eat it on Shabbos, you can't eat it on the next day, which is Yom Tov too. Okay, Ishbezichnei Derav Adar Bar Ava Havi Lehanach Beitzim Yom Tov Shabbos. The host of Rav Adar Bar Ava had a, what's it called, an egg that was laid on Yontif, and he wanted to know if he could eat it on Shabbos. Osla Kamei, she came to Rav Adar Bar Ava, Omarlei, Mailat Vinu Ha'idna, V'nechlinu L'mocher. So it was born on Yontif, and he wanted to know on Shabbos, but if he waited till Shabbos, he couldn't cook it. So he wanted to know, could I cook it today on Yontif, for the sake of Shabbos? Okay, I'll eat it on Shabbos, I won't eat it today, but I want to cook it today. Omarlei, my daitech, Rav, Rabbi Yochanan, halachic Rabbi Yochanan. What do you think the halacha is like Rabbi Yochanan, that it's going to be mutter on Shabbos altogether? Afilu Rabbi Yochanan lo kashori legoma lamacher. Even Rabbi Yochanan only held you could eat it raw on Shabbos, but you can't prepare it on Yom Tov for Shabbos. Avo biyom elo, but not on its own day itself. The Rishachronim were bothered over here. How are you allowed to cook something on Yom Tov for the sake of Shabbos that you can't eat on Yontif? The whole reason you're allowed to cook from Yontif to Shabbos is because of, since guests could come and you could eat it that day. But if you couldn't eat it that day, b'chlal, how can you cook it from Friday to Shabbos? That's something that Achronim speak about over here. Right? Zemora says, I'll be yom elo for Tanya. See Rashi till here. Adayin hi machlokas, Beisham Beisil, Bezek Hashem Shenechlim, Bobiyom, just like Beisham Beisil argue on if the egg was born on Yontif. If it's mutter that day, they argue also whether it's mutter the next day, if the next day is Shabbos, or vice versa. Ush Bezinche Balabai, his host. miyantav b'shabbos hayom noldu v'hayorotzu la'ochel l'mocher b'shabbos. They were born on yantav. He wanted to eat it the next day on Shabbos. Latvinu l'tzlosan it. So he wanted to know, can I cook it today so I can eat it tomorrow? Mi asiri b'tiltul bo b'yom alo. Is it only osur b'achila or is it osur also b'tiltul? I can't even move it. My daita, the pshita lochti l'mocher miyashori. What do you think, that tomorrow is going to be mutter for sure? The only shaila was, can you cook it today for the sake of tomorrow? But tomorrow, you're sure you can eat it, right? Mishum the kaimelon raver of Yochanan, halachik Rabbi Yochanan. Mil betiltul haed nasire. That your only shaila is it also to move today or not? Dafil Rabbi Yochanan, shor litzlosa hayom, el legom alamacher, im hoya yontif kodem l'shabbos. Ava biyom elo, vafil betiltul. Even Rabbi Yochanan says it's mutter on Shabbos, didn't hold its mutter to move it, even to move it on yontif. For Tanya, and we'll bring a proof to that. The Siyata, there's a proof. Achas Be'er Shenolda B'Shabbos. The Achas Be'er Shenolda B'Yontif. Ein Metalten Losa. A Be'er that was born on Shabbos or Yontif. You can't move it. Lo Lechasos Bo'as Hakliv. Lo Lismuch Mokrei Amita. Can't move it for any purpose. Right? Mashma, though, that you can't only move it for that. But you don't have to move it. You can bring the bed and support it on the egg without moving the egg. So then it's mashma that you're allowed to use muktzah as long as you don't move it. You can make use of muktzah. That's how the Shulchan Aruch Harav. There's a Rashbo who says clearly you can't. You can't use muktzah. Can you sit on a stone? Right, that's muktzah. According to the Shulchan Aruch Harav, you can sit on a stone as long as you don't move it. And according to the Rashbo, you can't make use of muktzah either, even if you don't move it.